Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
I had a little delay there. I had to make sure I was looking at the right score for the Tigers game.
So we got to start with that.
Yeah, let's just start with this right here. Yes, the Tigers finally find a way to beat the Cleveland Indians today. And I'll be honest, I didn't even realize they were playing at the start of the show. I was so down, like when I opened up the hour today at 3 o'clock from last night's game.
What? You didn't know until 3 o'clock?
I didn't know until like 3:05.
It was a 12:10
start. And somebody
start.
Came in and was like, dude, I just heard you on the air. Do you know that they're whipping up on the Indians right now?
Yeah, and who did most of the whipping up, Adam?
Since when?
Castellanos.
Okay, but just wait a second. But since when is there a ball game at noon?
I don't know. I thought the same thing. Especially on a Wednesday.
It's just weird. But whatever.
Really weird. And you would think attendance wouldn't be as good. It means middle of the week.
I don't think attendance was good. I saw a couple pictures of the stands. They looked pretty empty. I'm just saying.
So why would you do it?
I have no idea. I didn't get to read any
did
of it.
Did they think the Cavaliers had another game tonight? Or...
LeBron was going to play street ball? What? I don't know. Anyway, the Tigers finally find a way to beat the Cleveland Indians today. After getting absolutely spanked last night. I mean, Sanchez got rocked. Miggy got taught. Did you happen to see that, by the way?
When Miguel Cabrera got thrown out? Highlight, yeah.
I mean, I've never seen him that mad, actually. He was hopping mad. Because the ball went off his shin.
Yeah, he's still confused why that wasn't a foul ball, you know.
I think everybody is, but they couldn't review it?
Is this going to be like the NFL, where like some plays aren't reviewable? I mean, why? Why can't you review that?
I don't know. And how did five or four or however many officials... I think there's one up in the press box too, right?
Yeah, probably.
So umpires...
There's probably a replay official. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. But he got tossed last night. But it's all for naught. Michael Fulmer goes out, throws a pretty darn good game. I wouldn't call it perfect or a gem or anything. I mean, he gave up two runs. But he's still, in the last three starts, 19 innings pitched, 10 hits, 2 earned runs, and 22 strikeouts.
I'm sorry, but you think giving up two runs isn't a gem?
Okay, I mean, it is.
He gave up 5 hits in 6 innings. Not bad. He only had 2 strikeouts, though. That was kind of weird for him.
The Tigers go out, by the way, in the 4th and the 5th inning and just go apey. And you already brought up Castellanos with a 3-run homer.
And 5 RBIs in the game. Batting .307 for the year now, Adam. You like him now?
Why you got to be like that? I already told you.
I like this Maben.
I do, too. I got to admit, I like him.
He's batting .352.
I think Maben is really good for Nick Castellanos, too. For some reason, you could tell they spent time in Toledo together. You know what I mean? And I think, I don't know about McCann yet, but I know those two have some kind of special bond. So anyway.
I'm still telling you, if there's a catcher out there to get, and they say they want to trade him, Luke Roy on the Tigers would look pretty good right now, wouldn't he?
Wow, I can't believe you're saying that.
They said he might be on the trading block for a hitting catcher. I know you're saying, you know, McCann's great defensively, but Lucroy's pretty good defensively, too. And he can hit. And he can hit the long
He's
ball.
Hitting a lot better than McCann right now, that's
yeah.
for sure.
And Saltamacchia. Saltamacchia's batting .200.
So, Cabrera, by the way, well, the Tigers moved to 45-40 now after today's victory.
6.5 out still.
Cabrera will not participate in the home run derby. He made a statement. He said he's been battling his knees and his back, and he just needs rest.
And all I've heard about that, they're talking about getting rid of this home run derby because of how much stress it puts on your body to sit there and keep doing that over and over.
Really?
I mean, middle of season, Adam. Do you want to, like, throw out your back or something?
I agree, except
one?
That I always felt like fielding was much more... Well, running the bases definitely is
but
stressful.
But just standing there and trying to crank it out every time, so you're putting your best swing on it. I mean, almost every time. If you're getting a bad pitch, you're not going to put your best swing on it. But I don't know. We'll see. They've got rid of other things,
Let's go back to your Brewers for a second. So they win 2 in a row yesterday against the Nationals. The first place Washington Nationals.
They're going for the sweep today.
That's incredible. Now, I will tell you this. After their 5-2 win yesterday and then looking at the matchup today, dude, you cannot get your hopes up for a sweep today.
I can always get my hopes up for a sweep today. What do you mean?
Garza's on the mound, and he's got like a 7-something ERA.
He's got a 3.74 for the year, though. You're talking about 7-something against Washington. Okay.
Yeah.
Against Tanner Rourke. Big deal. It's a stat. The Brewers hitting gets hot. You never know what happens. I have hope.
Well, you can always hope.
I can always hope.
I just don't want you to, you know, have any, like, seeds of expectations, man.
I have expectations.
Expectations are the seeds of disappointment, is what I'm trying to tell you. So
okay.
Just take it easy there.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes a little bit. But you can be excited. I understand.
You can be excited.
If you win 2 out of 3, actually, that'll be
a sweep.
That would be, if they lose today, I believe.
They won 2 out of 3.
Yeah, but what'd they do last time? Didn't they win all 3 last time?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing very good against the Nationals, and that's a first place team, like you said.
That's a very, very good baseball team. So.
And then the Brewers have tomorrow off. And the Tigers start at Toronto.
All right, we'll take a break when we come, unless you got any other baseball news.
No, you got Verlander on the mound tomorrow, though, and he's
pitching great lately. Now, here's the thing I will tell you. We got Verlander, Fulmer, but now what? Sanchez?
Good luck with that.
Pelfrey's a maybe. It's like a roll of the dice every single game.
Mm-hmm.
So at least he's a 50-50, I'm going to say. But then what? I mean, the Tigers have nobody in the starting pitching role. So let's just take it easy here. We're going to have to watch. The best we could hope for is like 3 wins, 2 losses. 3 wins, 2 losses right now.
Okay. You'll take it.
Yeah.
Adam,
Zimmerman
that's
healthy.
That's 600 baseball. You'll take it.
All right, Big Boy Sports Recap. Second half coming up, we got some Lions news, some just pure NFL news that has to do with the Lions and the Packers, too. And also a little bit of Red Wings news we'll start with when we come back. The second half right here on the Outdoor Show. Stick around.
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries, Big Boy's shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club, where you will not be joining me tonight.
Not tonight. I got to play a concert in the park in Manistique tonight at 7 by the ice rink there for anybody who wants to show up. But you will be at Golf League.
Manistique has a really nice Big Boy.
Does it?
It does.
Well, there you go. You just gave him a free plug.
Second best in the UP.
Bravo. Second best in the UP. Oh, you don't like the one in St. Ignace?
I've been there once, so I've been to Manistique.
They probably are the same owners, I would think.
They are.
There you go. I didn't even know that, I guess. Anyway, let's go back to the Marquette Golf Club. Phenomenal shape after the rain last night.
Oh,
Think about the putting. Think about the greens. They're going to hold everything today.
Yeah, can't wait.
Open to the public, Gray Walls and Heritage, and also the clubhouse. So
everything open to the public. They sell beer there, too.
And it's imagine that. 225-0721. Make it tea time. Okay, let's talk about the Red Wings real quick. They lock up minor league goaltender Jared Kuro today. Now, he's been splitting time with McCollum in kind of alternating starts for the Griffins. He's been called up several times by the Wings, but he's never started an NHL game. Now, McCollum is an unrestricted free agent, so they had to do something. They got Howard under contract until 18-19 for $5.5 million. Mrazek is expected to sign a 2-4 year deal for $4-5 million a year. So,
what are the numbers on Kuro?
Kuro is, I know he's 6'5".
No,
okay.
I meant how much did he sign
Okay,
him for?
Here's the deal. This is kind of crazy. Year one of the contract, if he plays in the NHL, he makes what's equivalent to $575,000 a year. If he plays in the AHL,
what, 80 grand?
150K.
That's not bad. That's pretty good money for the AHL, I think.
Now, year two of this contract is really interesting. You ready? Doesn't matter where he plays. He makes 650 grand next year.
No matter where, even if he's AHL?
What does that tell you? They're expecting him to be at the NHL level next year.
In case you don't know, he's played at NMU.
listeners.
I didn't mention that. You're right. I should have mentioned that. That was kind of the whole point of the story.
I like talking sports.
Ex-NMU goaltender, NMU alumni, Jared Kuro signs another two-year deal with the Wings. So there you go. I got nothing else other than, you know, I really hope the best for him. I would love to see him as a starter for the Wings.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay, let's go on to the NFL quickly here. Okay. I just want to mention that the Lions released linebacker Steven Tulloch, and they hire ex-Maryland head coach Edsel to handle clock management. Finishing with the story from the NFL, they will be publishing 96 classic games on YouTube.
Really?
For us to watch.
And which one? The Hail Mary against the Lions? Is that
no,
one
that's
of them?
Not on there.
Come on.
There was four Packers games, three good ones for the Packers that I saw, and one, well, if you want to relive the John Elway Super Bowl where he went against the Packers.
Let's relive all the Lions Super Bowls instead.
Why? God, you are such a jerk when it comes to this. All I'm trying to do is tell you what's on there.
Okay, I'm listening.
And Detroit has one from 91 when they beat the Cowboys. Another one from 97 when they beat the Jets and Barry Sanders ran for 2,000 yards. And then also 2013 when Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford beat the Cowboys 31-30 in Week 8. That was a great game. I remember that too.
Oh, all right. You said Week 8 and not the playoffs.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Shut up. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
Talk to you tomorrow, jerk.
Hey golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls. Ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Membership started just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.